Would there be a piece on the wagon that hooked up on?
You had a wagon that you're gonna put two mules to. You'd have a tongue going from the wagon down, I reckon, about like from me to you, about 10 feet long, I reckon. And you'd have one mule on one side of the tongue and one on the other side. But you wouldn't be riding either one then. You'd be sitting on a seat on the wagon, in front of the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be guiding them with a set of lines. One would be hooked to one mule and one to the other.
Okay.
So if you wanted them, but either way you wanted them to turn, well, you'd, if you wanted them to turn to the right, you'd pull the right line. And I'd turn him and he'd turn the other mule side of you.
So follow.
Yeah. And that, you had the tongue fastened to the mule with a chain in front of them that would turn the wagon.
Okay. Did you have them hooked up in the back too?
No, you wouldn't have no mule in the back. You'd have them in front.
No, I mean the some kind of chains in back of the mule.
Well, yeah, you'd have the chains on him. You'd have his harness on him. Look at the single trees back next to the wagon that would be fastened to the tongue that you'd fasten the chains to that they'd pull by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. What about a buggy? Did you ever have a buggy?
I never did have one, but my daddy and mother had one. Yeah. He had a, we had a surrey, as we called it, a two-seated buggy.
Uh-huh.
With top over it.
Yeah.
Well, her mother and daddy did too.
Would that...
You hook the horse up to that, anything you drive a horse to the buggy.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a mule.
Yeah. Of course, you could hook a mule to it, but a horse, I guess, looked a little more fancy, eh? That's generally what you'd hook up to the surrey.
What would you hook those up to?
Well, it'd be fixed just like you would a wagon, where if you're going to put two horses to the surrey, you'd have a tongue to it and gear him up just like you would if you're going to put him in a large wagon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To pull the surrey. Of course, you would put a one horse to it. You'd have shafts. So inside the horse, and you put him between the shafts.
Made out of wood, or?
Yeah, it was made out of wood. Yeah.
Would you have a? If you had two, would you have a two single trees, or?
Yeah, you'd have a tongue to the surrey, just like you would a big wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be built different. Fancy, huh?
She means two single trees, one behind each horse's legs.
Yeah, you'd have two single trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been to the big towns where they have the horses geared up to the buggies and the surreys? You haven't seen that yet?
I've seen pictures, you know.
They have them in Savannah.
They have them in Savannah.
Take you on a tour.
Oh, I have seen those. Yeah, I never really paid much attention to how they had them all set up, you know. Yeah,
then the thing, every large town has a surreys that they put horses to that picks people out on the sightseeing trip.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I have seen those. You wonder how they can manage it with all the traffic and all that stuff, you know. Now, what about the roads?